baby. You got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. You unite my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, missing your town. I'm a custom place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot. That'll make your ass come on top. I'ma speak the words. Get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me. Your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. Some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me you're lying, girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. It's your boy Cash chilling as usual. Well, right now we got the inmates running the asylum. Father Time is inconspicuous with his absence.
So,
that's us. What's going on, people? Janine, what's happening, baby?
Hey, how you doing?
We chilling. Delightful. What's going on?
Not much.
Everybody sounds drab. What, everybody mad for all the time I ain't hear something?
Oh, wow. We starting petty already?
I don't know, man. I'm just trying to do something. Trying to see what's going on. I'm not really sure if we're screaming or not, but if we are, great. If not, we're in trouble. Nah, I mean, bottom line is, look here, I've never been the one to been good at this technical aspect of this, and, you know, Father Time, he ain't here, so, look like we're doing this oh so low, but, huh, it is what it is, people.
The check ain't gonna be in the mail this week.
No, I don't think we get no check this week. Really don't.
Well, What's going on tonight?
Oh, man. Ain't nothing good, I know that.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think we're streaming, but oh well, the show must go on, so fuck it. I mean, I tried shit. Not sure where we at with it, but hell, I tried. I don't know what's going on, but. Oh, well. Let me just do it like this. I tell you what.
Really, though?
Nah, because it just really fucked up, man. I mean, it's not good at all. Like I said, So, how everybody been doing? How everybody week been going?
My week's been good. Best as it can be.
Yeah. It's been a long week for me, but I'm glad it's almost over. Other than that, I just don't know. Okay. This is just really, you know. I thought I did everything right. I really thought I had this streaming thing down pat. But I guess I messed up somewhere. Had it streaming earlier. I don't know why I ain't streaming that. But whatever the case is, guess we gonna have to just stop it for a second and see if we can get it back.
Go to a song or something and then.
Nah, it's too late now. Fuck it. I mean, fuck it.
It's too late.
I tried. Yeah, I'm blaming Father Time for this one. It's Father Time fuck up. No, I tried my best. Oh, well. How the hell everybody been doing it once again? Yeah, at least you talk, say
good.
Something. Shit, this is okay. I see this shit
good,
will be one of the worst
good,
shows.
Good, really?
Yeah, this is one of them shows that's really gonna aggravate the fuck out of me today.
Oh my goodness! Nobody is saying nothing yet. We saying good. I think you still trying to fix the streamer.
I mean, let the show go on. I don't even give a damn at this point. Shit, I don't care.
So how are you? That is the question.
I'm pissed off. That's why I am pissed the fuck off.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to get all kind of texts and shit. Hey, the show not streaming. What the fuck you
want
to
do? Well, I'm just going to put this announcement out there. I did not get to go to the Fuck Fest. Maybe next time I get to see what it's all about. Maybe next
time. You know what? I mean, did they put any pictures up or anything?
You know, I haven't seen any pictures, but then, I don't know, maybe she not, since I didn't attend, you know, they probably only did it for people who attended. And I haven't tried to contact her, so I said I might see. Because I want to talk to her anyway, first off, to see why is you including me and stuff without asking first. I mean, damn. If you ain't asked me, it's just like you just put me in a group assuming that I'm going to attend. You could at least warn me, send me a message like, girl, I'm having a fuck fest or something. You know what I'm saying?
At least give me an invite. God damn.
Exactly. That's what I was upset about. I mean, hell, I've been invited to plenty of things. But I'm just saying, damn, invite me first. Don't just include me like I'm going. You got people thinking I'm going to be there, my picture all on the message board, and I'm like, oh, goodness.
Yeah, I mean, hell, you know, that's the problem. Listen to the problem you have. I got a problem with motherfuckers inviting. We ain't even, I ain't never got invited.
Who, you?
Yeah, I'm just saying. Your biggest problem is. No, I'm saying your biggest problem is a motherfucker inviting you without you knowing. My biggest problem is I ain't never got invited.
Oh, goodness. Maybe you're not in the circle.
I know.
You're not in the right circle. Is Delightful still on?
I'm back. I had to click over.
Oh, okay. Have you ever been invited?
Invited
any
where?
Type of,
I'm into any type of threesomes party or swingers party or anything like that. Have you ever been invited?
No, plenty of offers. Not group. I mean, I guess not party wise, but plenty of offers.
Oh, plenty of offers for threesomes, but not like parties.
Right.
Okay. Well, I don't know why I get all the invites. I don't know.
I mean, shit, I'm just going to put a PSA out there. I mean, if y'all feel like that, y'all want to invite me, please, by all means, invite me.
And you know what? The funny part about the people that go to these types of things, you wouldn't even recognize them if they weren't at these parties. So, like, for instance, when I go to work, people be feeling like I look totally different than when I'm just out. Like, if I was to go to one of those type of parties, I would look totally different. I don't think people would actually recognize me if they were to see me outside of those parties.
Hmm.
And I'll be feeling that way about a lot of those people. You know, some of those people are housewives. Regular, everyday people that you probably work with every day and you just don't know. Because you just don't perceive them that way. People don't look at me and think, oh, she does those types of things. I don't know. Maybe I got an innocent face.
I don't know. I don't think I probably get invited. I don't think I really let that side of my life out much. As you come sexually at me right off, I think I shut you down real quick. So you probably don't even get the opportunity with me.
Mhm. No, but even if you was with somebody, like if you've been with somebody for a while. I mean, and if this is something like y'all decide to do. I mean, because that's how it was with me. This is just something, when I was with my husband, this is just something I decided to do for him. I mean, I have done those types of things in my past, but he didn't know that. But that's how we kind of got started, like going to those types of parties and stuff like that. And it was just like, I went to one, you know, me and him went to one, and then, you know, those people will tell you about another party that's going on, and then there's another group, and then it's just like, all of a sudden, you in this circle of people who go to these parties.
Now, I can see that. I can totally see that happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's how it happens for me. Mm-hmm. I don't know how it starts for everybody else.
Mm-hmm. You're the lucky one.
Right.
Oh, goodness.
I sure. Hey, I'm right here.
You going to the party?
You say what?
You going to the party? You get an invite to go on to the party.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I would love to go.
My what?
That's not what people think, though.
Send me a Snapchat, a personal Snapchat of what goes on. That's all I'm saying. You ain't
got to
go live or anything. Just send me a personal Snapchat.
It's not what people think. I mean, they get a little touchy-feely. If you're going to get offended with that, then I've asked people not to come. But it's not like they're going to try to force you or nothing like that. It's not nothing like that. Or do you have to do something? No. I mean, but if you walk past a guy and he rub on your ass, I mean, hey, that's typical. And they don't care if you with your guy either. It's just like, you come to those types of things, it's just known. You just know that something like that might happen.
That was a very secure man. Okay.
Yeah, he has to be secure. But I mean, think about it. He dancing with, you know, the girl. So say he dancing with the man's wife. So of course the man gonna come to me. You see what I mean? It'd be like stuff like that. Everybody's open and willing to let you touch and feel and stuff like that, but I mean, unless you really want to sleep with the people, then that's what you choose to do, but you don't have to.
I've been coupled up, so my mate, okay, Bill's wife, and I go to Donna's husband.
Wait, say that again. You have cut out a little bit.
So you have to be coupled up, meaning, so if you touch Bill, then he's going to touch Donna, which is his wife. I can't go touch Clark.
You
and
can
he
touch whoever
touch
you like. Yeah, you can touch. And it's not, and you don't have to come in there as a couple. It'd be single females. It'd be some single males in there. I was just giving that for an example. Yeah, everybody don't have to come in there as a couple. There'd be single people in there, too.
Very interesting.
Very interesting.
I'm just saying, when's the next one? We going? I promise you, we ain't got to do nothing. We just going to watch.
That's all I usually do. I mean, I promise, I've never slept with anybody at one of those parties. Not ever. I get drunk, and I have a great-ass time, and I mean great. It's just like it's free. Nobody's judging you. Everybody's just doing, being who they want to be, you know? So it's just like you're able to be yourself without judging.
Shit, I'm going to be... I don't know who the hell I'm going to be. I'm just going to be somebody. I know whatever I do, I'm going to have that goddamn ball doing it.
They usually have one. They might. I know the last one around this time was Halloween, because I think I went to the, we went to the, it was like a Halloween party that they had, and it's usually at a hotel. So if you don't want to go home, you can, you know, rent a room or whatever. So you could drink and do whatever you want, and then y'all can go to y'all room.
I want to throw an adult Halloween party next year.
Huh?
I want to throw an adult Halloween party next year.
Oh, okay. Put on your costume. I think I was a nasty nun.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to be a DJ.
You're going to be a what?
I just want to know how you make it work.
A DJ?
Yeah, Howard Stern.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. And what kind of costume is that?
Naked.
Lord.
Oh, my goodness. What were you about to say, Michael? How do I what?
Talking to me?
Yeah. You were about to say something.
I was just wondering how you pull off the nasty nun. I mean, what makes her nasty? I mean, how do you know that you're a nasty nun versus a regular nun? Just trying to figure it out. Is the dress a little shorter? You got on fishnets? I mean, I'm just trying to picture it.
Oh, yeah. That dress was short.
Oh, okay.
You can pretty much see the ass hanging out from under that nun outfit. Yeah, it wasn't going down to the ankle like it was supposed to.
naughty nun. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But okay. Now, do people get mad when y'all have the same outfit on? I can't believe that bitch got my outfit on. I was supposed to be the only naked nun in here.
And sadly, that happens every year.
It does. It happens at every party. I mean, it's expected. But no, me and this one girl, we did have on the same outfit. And she actually came up to me, and she was like, oh, look at us. We look at us. You know, it wasn't like, oh, she got my outfit, and we was hating on each other. Look, we was too drunk. Ain't nobody trying to be hating on nobody else's costume. And half the time, people be taking the costumes off. I mean, you know, you get hot, you been drinking. Girl, it be titties hanging and everything. The half time, a lot of them don't even be having on no tops.
Just bumping in the motherfuckers.
Excuse me.
Pardon me.
I want to go as an old fashioned cigar girl.
A cigar girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be
with
cute.
A little friend and little feather in my hair.
Mm-hmm.
God on my side. Next year.
I don't know what I said I'm going to see if I'm going to go this year. But that's fine. But I'm sure it's going to be around the end of October sometime when they have it. I'm going to have to look and see when the next one. Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to have to get me a costume. I don't know. I want like a little, I want something different. Something like an animal, like with a tail or a.
Animal like something with a tail.
Yeah, like something with a tail hanging off. I don't know. Or like a peacock feather or something. That probably make my ass look even bigger. That's going to be a wide feather.
Yeah. Oh, one of them peacock feathers.
Yeah.
That would be cute.
I don't know, my ass. That feather. Whew. What's that feather gonna be doing? Mm-mm.
It's
I don't know.
Too much goddamn work. Feather just gonna flop off.
I know. One time we had. What was that? I mean, it be shit happening, like, you know, after the whole party is over, which usually lasts from, like, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, people start heading to rooms and stuff like that. But you can still walk around because a lot of people leave their doors open or they be wanting other people to come in there and join them and stuff. Oh, goodness. This man.
So, like, we just went out a whole floor or something because I just find it hot. I mean, like, can you imagine getting off the elevator going to your room? And it's nothing but doors, kids, like, OMG.
Oh, no. Yes, they actually booked the whole hotel. So other people are not at this party, you know, should not be there.
Okay.
Some people on the scene. Mm-mm. No. Kids coming out.
Can you imagine the look on my face?
This one girl, this guy. I guess her guy bought her some panties or something, but they were like the vibrating panties. So she put them on. So she was all excited. So she put them on, and then she was laying on the bed. Every time somebody came in, and she was like, "Feel my vibrating panties." So every person who came in, she wanted them to feel her panties. and feel them vibrate. I'm looking like, seriously?
Yeah, she ain't used them the right way.
Exactly.
Hey. All right, just scoot them over a little bit. Scoot them over to the side just a little bit.
Oh, my God.
This one guy, he just had his wife go down on him in the hallway. She was sucking his dick, and he's looking up at everybody like, you see me? It just be so funny. The people are so hilarious. It's funny to me. Maybe I'll be having a ball. Yes, I'll be having a ball. Yes.
Pastor, sounds like we miss all the fun.
Speak for yourself. I've been to a couple.
Okay. You know what? Well, I miss all the fun. Well,
hot damn. I'm
in the wrong song.
I'm just doing the back. I'm in the background just trying to work. But yeah, I haven't been.
Okay. I have to put that on my bucket.
I mean, now when I went, it was just like, you know, I was my first time. I was real reserved. When I first got that, you know, I'm looking like, okay, what the fuck, you know. But shit, I had a couple of drinks and all that shit. Hell, I came up out my shirt. I done got loose.
People be watching you too, boy. My guy went in the bathroom, girl. It was like, this dude was waiting. They be waiting.
He about to go in the bathroom right about now.
And then come up to you like they didn't see you just with somebody. You know what I mean? Hey, how you doing? Like, really? Oh, they be so funny, though. Can you imagine the people that work there? Oh, my goodness, that work at the hotel.
I hope they joining in, too. Man, no way in hell I'm going to work that night.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, all these half-naked people walking around. Maybe having a bar.
I reserve this night next year, too. I'm working this night next year.
They fighting over who's working that night.
Crazy.
Oh, goodness.
I told you I was working this motherfucker shift. You ain't going to be fucking around.
Oh, goodness. I could just imagine. Well, it'd be one of those nights when you get up in the morning, you don't know what the hell that happened. Oh,
that's
yeah.
Probably best.
You be looking around, looking at yourself like, what in the world?
Just make sure I make it home.
I know, right?
Well, I mean, just imagine, though, you're going there, as a couple. You're going there as a couple. Now, here would probably be the crazy part. You wake up, I mean, me as a man, I ain't gonna even lie to y'all. I will be the first to admit that I would be like, I wake up, I got some strange lady next to me. I'm gonna wake up with an attitude. Where the fuck is she at?
I'm in that next room over.
But a lot of them.
Nah, you come out. But now here's.
They've been together for so long. They be happy to push their wife off. You can just see some of them men. They be happy to push their wife off on somebody else so they could go do what they gonna do.
But here's
but
the thing. You wake up the next morning and you go downstairs and you're looking around and these people are so, they're dressed. You know what I'm saying? They're here, honey, want some bacon? They're having that continental breakfast. Like, none of this shit ever happened.
Exactly. That'd be the funny part. it's like, okay, we back now. Like, they switched it off. But I remember that one lady, she kept trying to get into the, they had like a stripper pole. They be having like stripper poles, like the cages and stuff, so people could get in there if they want. Well, it was this one man, his wife was so messed up. every time he kept finding her in the cage with a bunch of women there, so he kept grabbing her, tossing her over his shoulder. Like, if you don't come on, but every time you look up, she's back in the cage.
Man, I'd have been like, you know what? This shit last motherfucking time. But you know what? Now, like I said, the times that I went, it was cool. I mean, wasn't nobody, you know, nobody was really out there. Nobody was, you know. You know, I mean, everybody was cool. And, I mean, I even had a situation, like she said, where, you know, I'm dancing, and the dude, he's on the side of me. Him and his girl pull up on the side, and they dancing with us, and he's just grabbing ass. I mean, he's just grabbing ass. But the same time, he's looking at me laughing, smiling. Hey, player, how you doing, buddy? You know, you cock your head sideways like, wait a minute, got a handful of my girls out here. And he just smiling. Hey. Like, wow. You got to have thick skin to go in there. You really do. Nah. Delightful. Let me ask you. Do you think your skin thick enough to deal with one of them parties?
In my single state, yeah. In a relationship state, I'm going to have to be highly sedated. I'm going to need a few drinks before we get there, a few drinks while we're there.
Oh,
then I'll be all right. I'm a little territorial. I really am. So, yeah, I would need to be sedated. But, you know, when you're just dating and you go with somebody, you're just dating. I mean, hey.
That's a hell of a date to take somebody on, though. Now, take in mind. That's a hell of a date to just take somebody on. Hey,
yeah.
Want to go out tonight? You know. Now, just imagine, I've been courting you for like, let's say I've been courting you a month. You know, you finally give in and say, yeah, okay, let's try it. You know, all right, cool. We tried, and I know a party. Want to go? Yeah, you know. What's up, sex? You know what I'm saying? So then you didn't put your heels on, you little sexy. Your freaking girl dress on, and the motherfucker just you walk at this party and ain't nothing but titties and ass hanging out. You turn around, hey, what we? And he done went the other way. He in the conga line. Hey. Or better yet, he'd have got asshole naked and just started walking through the party.
I would hope, I'm just saying, I really would hope this is something, I mean, not necessarily a particular party, but something along the line of a fantasy night, or we're going to have some type of conversation where he thought that I would be okay with this.
I'm just saying,
I was just going to say, some of them men bring women just so they can get the discount, because it's cheaper if they go as a couple. Now, if they try to go as a single male, they pay way more than if they go as a couple.
Oh, my damn sense.
And I can imagine, because I done went to the bathroom, right? I done went to the bathroom, you know, just to go to the bathroom. And, you know, guys are worse than the women in when it comes to that. Because as soon as you walk in the bathroom, hey, did you see the rack on that red head? Rack on that red head? Really? Wow.
I just wanted to come over better.
I'll tell you one thing. Right, like, they, man, I'm telling you, the one I went to, the first one was the better one. The second one, that one was more funny because a guy just straight offered me a thong. Like, hey, guy, you need a thong? What? Now,
did you put your speedo on? Put your thong on?
The hell no. I'm not putting that. My boys ain't going no place. Nobody else's boys have already been. But he was there. But you know what? Normally, you to take offense to it, but it was he was doing it in good faith. Like, come on, guy. He was like, I mean, he looked at me. He was like, he seemed like you're really. He looked at me. He said, man, you're a well put together guy. Come on. This motherfucker dug in that bag. And he pulled out not one, not two, but three pair. Take a pair. Take a pick. Take a pair. Go ahead.
That was some new draws. He was trying to get you.
But you know what? And the crazy part is he was so cool. He was like, I mean, he had bought his little flask in. Man, he cracked his flask open, tapped me on the shoulder. Here, go ahead. Take a shot. Now, normally I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't fuck with no shit that no motherfucker, you know, just passed me. But I'm like, fuck it. And I mean, me and dude got fucked up together. I mean, every time he pulled out,
and he was pulling bottles out. I mean, he was pulling flask after flask out. He look at me, take a shot.
Sure, y'all want one of these? Nah, I'm not gonna put on your thong. But thanks for the drink.
I think seeing
he finally. He finally convinced the guy to put something on, though. And him and dude sashayed around that motherfucker all night.
I think that would be a nice challenge for the website, you and Marley, and a pair of thumbs. I'm just going to put that on out there.
Yeah, okay. I mean, okay, now, let me ask, would you really want to see a man in thong? I mean, of course,
no, not really.
I know y'all got that bodybuilding type, but.
Not really.
No, I mean, you got a motherfucking
even when you go to, like, the male reviews, that's such a turnoff. I promise you it is. Like, I like when you go to the male review and they actually in the little boxer shorts, boxer briefs, whatever you want to call them. Yeah, but, I don't know. It's something not right with the thong and the little triangle down there, or the long, I don't know, it ain't right. Yeah, it's not really that hot. But, you know, for the website's purposes, I think it would be nice.
Yeah, all right. Anything for my public. Not.
All right.
No, I got to draw the line somewhere.
I would think that would be a little more easier than the ring, though.
The ring wasn't that bad.
Y'all cried about that. I mean, for 2 weeks strong, y'all cried. So, I mean, you know, this is kind of quick and painless.
But, yeah, that's fucking with your manhood right there. This motherfucker just slapped me on my ass. Go on up there, fix me a drink. Hey, you might get Paul to call the motherfucker. Go on, fix me a drink, bitch. Bitch.
Oh, goodness.
I'm just saying. I mean.
Would it make you feel better if you got on your combat boots with him?
Oh, that's even worse. Combat boots and a thong. Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
That's just really horrible right there. Okay, so now, let me ask. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I want to hear what crazy ass notion you finna come up with to justify that answer, because you're about to come up with something.
I was not going to justify anything. I was just saying, you know, it might be your girl's fantasy. I mean, you know, deny her fantasy just once.
Man, you know what? I really don't think y'all believe in fantasies like that. I think that's just I just want to see an embarrass. I just want to see you embarrass yourself.
Really?
You have to be
honest. Yeah,
because
I had a guy. I had a guy, and he, I'm not going to say his name because he'd kill me. But his girl told him, you know, her fantasy is to see him in her bra and panties.
Oh, hell no.
I mean, different people have different fetishes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he did it. And she took the pictures. You know, she took the pictures.
First mistake.
Now, moving day comes. Now, of course, who you going to go get to help you move? Your boy.
Mm-hmm.
So moving day comes, and, you know, we moving. All right, man, let's get these mattresses and shit out the way. Now, I guess the picture's been under there so long that he forgot. Now, at glance, all you see is bra and panties. Now, maybe this wasn't the best thing for me to do, but, you know, so I'm thinking if that one picture was some bra and panties, then that means, you know, now I'm thinking it's his woman. Damn, she just got a nice ass body. I wouldn't mind seeing how she looked naked. Not saying that I would ever talk to her or nothing like that, but shit, I mean, it's a free opportunity to see a motion.
Oh, my goodness.
Lo and behold, and I picked up them pictures, and it was him. Oh, what the fuck is going on with you? That motherfucker said, hey, man, you got a sweater, man. You ain't going to tell nobody. So he told me what happened, and I guess I really didn't do it no justice just telling 700,000 people, but he said no, thank you. Nah, I'm good.
Well,
I'm saying. So I mean, what the?
I'm saying.
Was he wrong for doing it? I mean, okay. Let's just say you and him got together, and him and her broke up on bad terms. And she said, "I want to show you what kind of man you got," and threw you those pictures. Would you look down on him, or would you be like, well, damn, and he tells you, look, she was my woman, that's what she wanted, so I did it.
You know, I'm not even going, really. I can't even answer that. I'm going to have to be put in that situation. I don't know women who have fantasies like that.
No.
Me personally, I don't think it was a fantasy to her. Right. I think it was just something to degrade her.
If I would say it was to degrade him, maybe it was just, you know, a funny moment between them, you know, or whatever the case may be. I don't know, but
she will use that in the future.
Yeah, that was a little far-fetched. And I think I would have understood as a woman if you said no.
He burnt the pictures. Exactly. Now, I'm hoping she never had an extra copy, but he burnt those.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've seen him burn those. He said he forgot they was there. Well, I asked him, he said it was like 3 years prior than he had actually did it. So,
Would you do it?
Hell no.
No, okay.
Hell no. I mean,
What about a pair of
heels?
Yeah.
If I ain't putting, first of all, my big ass feet ain't gonna fit in none. You know what? If you went out and bought me a special pair of heels just to fit my feet, nah, I know you ain't some bullshit.
Oh shit.
I know you want some bullshit. If you bought a special pair of shoes, I mean, don't you? I wear what, 11? So what, in a woman's size, those would be a what, 15?
No, about a 13. No.
So if you went out and bought a pair of 13, size 13 heels, come out here, these fit you perfect. All right, they're going to fit you too, right in your ass.
I mean, you know, a little trip to the... A trip to the gay club and make me a friend that already, you know, they already got a few pairs. Let me borrow these.
Really?
I'm just saying, I would assume a specialty heels. I'm a little pricey for one night in a pitch and a fantasy. Let me buy these real quick.
There's a lot of things I try, but I'm sorry. That'd be one of them. Okay, so now let me ask y'all. What do y'all draw the line at?
You know, I was actually sitting here thinking about that, and I can't come up with nothing stupid enough for y'all to ask us to do. As such as, you know, panties and bras. I can't even compare that.
Now, I see the movie. Now, y'all, listen to me now. I seen this movie. And I remember I watched this movie a long time ago. And it was like, what the fuck? And I was kind of young, so I really didn't understand it. The guy had a fetish.
Mm-hmm.
He said he's not gay. He said he's not gay, but he want to fuck in the ass, but he don't want to fuck a man. So he had the woman to dress up like a man, and he fucked in the ass. Now, I couldn't figure that out. Hello? Anybody with me?
Yeah, I'm here because it's like, I'm kind of disturbed because I'm like, why would you want me to dress up like a man? You want to fuck a man? I mean, that's what I was thinking.
And that's what he was like, no, he don't want to fuck a man, but he wants to feel a gay experience. So he had the woman to dress up like a man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean,
I draw the line.
How bizarre is that? But
I mean,
now this is a fetish now.
I feel like he got gay tendencies. And you just tried it on me as your first step.
Yeah.
To see how you feel.
I mean,
it make you feel. I mean, I don't understand that. That's, to me, you got gay tendencies there, if that's the case.
And
I
remember because I'm sitting there. Go ahead.
As much as men deny it, there's quite a few of them, straight men. Well, shit, I don't know if they're straight or not, but they're supposed to be straight. There's quite a few of them who like, you know, feathers and fingers and plugs and beads and, you know, all them things down there. I really didn't know that happened, but I happened to have a conversation with my mother one day, and she told me some shit that horrified me. And I was just like, you did what? No. But, I mean, so, I mean, I guess it ain't too far-fetched until he got to the part, you want me to be a nigga? Like, you really want me to look like a nigga? Yeah. You know what? We don't even go together no more.
And I'm not sticking no beads up my man's ass. I just can't do it. I'm like, no. I don't even think I would want to be with him if he asked me to do that. I understand fetishes and stuff like that, but I don't know. I don't see him. If you want something like that done, I feel like that's going a little bit too far.
So here's my thing with that.
No, that's going a lot too far.
I don't personally think I want to do it. Mm-hmm. I don't personally think I can do it. However, I am all about watching. I would love to see a man actually orgasm from their actual G-spot. Like, I think that would be an amazing sight. Like, I would really love to see how they act from that, you know, considering that's where it's supposed to be. So, like, I don't know. I think that would be pretty interesting. And I don't really want to watch it on TV. I don't want to see it on TV. I really want to see it in person. So, I can watch it. And I might make it to the end and get disgusted and leave. But the curiosity, I would want to see that.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm just saying. I just imagine it would be a different type of climax. I just, you know. I don't really know how the body all works together and how you actually climax from that way in your G-spot back there. But I just imagine it would be different. You would get a different reaction.
Well, Kaz, how do you feel?
I feel like ain't none of that shit gonna happen.
Ain't nobody ever been near your G-spot, seriously.
What, put their finger? No. Hell no.
I'm damn motherfucker to call in
and say that.
I'm not talking about a finger. What about, you know?
You ain't had no feather back there. A little tickler.
It's a tickler. Nobody's mouth been on your ass or nothing.
Okay, now, I have had that. I have had that. But that's it. I ain't nobody putting no fingers, no French ticklers, or whatever the fuck you just said. None of that.
But tell
so
me how
that,
said it. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, because I was asking probably the same question. How does that make you feel? Do you think you could actually come from that?
No.
From going out.
No. No, I don't think I could.
You don't think you could have an orgasm or come or nothing from that?
No, I don't.
So how did it feel?
different.
I mean, but
everybody's had that. I mean, everybody's had that moment where she didn't probably got to the balls and lick and what. Just for a motherfucker, just like, all right, this is what I'm going to do. Yeah, that's, hey, it's a feeling out. It's indescribable, actually.
It was pleasurable. Weird, but pleasurable.
Yeah. I you know what? I will go as far as it to say that, yeah.
I think you can handle a feather then.
I don't think I will.
I mean, wait a minute. You mean to tell me you can have a whole piece of flesh back there, but I can't slide a long feather in between your buttocks?
No.
Now that's different, okay?
I always want to twist some shit.
I mean, I'm just saying it's part of my massage. You know what I'm saying? Look, you know, you massage the muscles with all nice oils, and then you lightly tickle them with the feather to kind of relax them.
Hey, what the, you know what? What happened to that, man? What happened to that, to the women that used to get the massages like that?
Y'all motherfuckers don't act right. Shit.
Oh, goodness.
I'm a woman, just you come home, they just rub you down. Now I'm gonna just look at you, throw your plate in front of your head, nigga.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-mm. That means something you did to get her, you ain't still doing today.
Whatever. You know what? I'm scrolling right now and I'm looking.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna say it. We got a website, SinCityRadioShow.com. Anybody listening, SinCityRadioShow.com. We have a website that it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Motherfuckers act like it's rocket science. Motherfuckers act like it's just trigonometry. Motherfuckers act like it's Chinese arithmetic. Well, it's really simple. You get on there, you can do whatever you want. We're uncensored. Now, I'm looking at all these because I get put in 1,000 groups. I get put in 1,000 groups just with the hopes of them, me, saying something about that group, you know, on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
But now here's the thing. They would not let me promote in the group, none whatsoever. You cannot promote in my group. You cannot say nothing about your show or your website in my group. What the fuck? How much money is Facebook giving y'all to create these groups?
I didn't know they were.
They're not.
I mean, that was
I just don't
point.
Understand that.
But their group will become boring to them. You take all their people.
Mm-hmm. That's all the deal.
Okay, but now here's the thing. All it takes is one person. One person to report your group, and your group is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook's going to delete your whole group.
Mm-hmm.
But now if you come to SinCityRadioShow.com, who you going to report them to? Me? I'm going to send you a message like this. Stop snitching, bitch.
I can't report to the principal's office.
I don't know.
Yeah,
about
no, about
you pissed five time off. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to bypass the principal and go to the dean.
No, you know Father Ty had a couple of motherfuckers on before. Father Ty cut the motherfucker off the show, deleted the motherfucker off the show and the website. You go.
Oh, shit. He is funny.
I mean, no, I literally had to call him, like, did you just delete them off the web? Yeah, she's gone. She's gone.
I can't deal.
I'm like, dog, you can't do that. It's my fucking website. I can do what the fuck I want to. No, you can't.
Oh, goodness. That was
funny. I'm quite sure you know how many people that pissed the head of Facebook off.
Because okay.
I know he constantly tell y'all don't put no nudity on there. But motherfuckers do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, yeah. Father Time cut you off quick. But no, but see, I be sitting there wondering, like, man, what does it take to make people like, okay, now, because I'm not going to say if, I'm going to say when.
Yeah,
once Sin City is global, man, I mean, do I be a spiteful person, be like, hey, fuck you, because I remember when I tried to get you on here, you on here, you on here, you on here, and none of y'all will fuck with me.
No, because that's still going to go to a Joe Biden line. You ain't going to, them people ain't even going to be at your level no more. You ain't going to be seeing, like, the individual people that's coming on there. Once you get so big, you be having other people monitor the site, you know?
Nah, I mean, because it just baffles the fuck out of me, because I'm like, I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna keep it real with y'all. Look, I mean, like I say, we up in top and we trying to get this thing grow. Hell, we got, what, 207 people on that. Probably out of 207 people, we probably have 15 people that actually just gets on there on a regular basis. And it's just like you constantly, and you look at all these 207 people and they're constantly on Facebook. It's like, damn. Okay, here's people. I know motherfuckers that I am really cool with. And I'm really cool with. They just be like, yeah, I'm going to get on your site, man. I'm going to show you some love. And never do. But then the first thing they holler is, hey, so, hey, hurt me. Don't let they nephew start rapping, though. Hey, man, you going to play my nephew CD? And I tell him, you know, and I take this from Rick Jilla. You know what you could do? You could take my dick to your forehead and see these nuts, cause I ain't playing shit.
Well,
I know. Maybe you need to come up with something, a game or something, to get people to come on.
Yeah, maybe so. But you know what?
I mean, something interesting. Something like, I don't know. It would be an interesting game. Not like Pokemon or nothing like that. Like a sexual, like we need to make up a sexual type game that would get them to come on to the site.
You know what? I'm going to put you in charge of that. That's your job. Come on with a gal.
Oh, I'm so glad I ain't speak up.
That is your job. Come up with a game.
Girl, work your magic.
I'm going to have to think about this. I'm going to put my creative juice, my creative head on. And I just need to think about what I'm trying to do here.
Nah, because, I mean, we do have some loyal people, man. We do. And to all the loyal people, SinCityRadioShow.com, I love y'all to death. Y'all are so loyal. Y'all come on. Y'all do y'all thing. Y'all have fun on that. And I greatly appreciate it. But you motherfuckers that make that one page and still got my friends request. I'm like, motherfucker, what was the one motherfucker on MySpace?
What's his name, Matt? What was his name on MySpace?
He was everybody's friend.
I don't remember. I don't remember.
Y'all remember? No. Y'all remember the little white guy? He was everybody's friend.
Mm-hmm.
I sent everybody friend request. And here's the fucked up part. Motherfuckers turned me down.
Especially the dudes. They be like, oh, motherfucker, what? Really, you turning a motherfucker owner of this website down?
Dummy, I got the magic key. I'm the one get you in. I get you to all the locked doors. Jackass.
Oh shit!
I'm the motherfucker you need to make your friend. Okay, the owner of the website just sent me a friend's request. Yeah, maybe I need to make him my friend. As a matter of fact, because it's funny that I thought about it, because Janine, you was asking about somebody, and you was like, hey, put them there. And I'm like, well, I tried to. But he declined my friend's request several times.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what you're missing out on, dummy?
I told him where to go. I told him where to go. He was trying to see some more of my pictures.
Oh, well, whole pink tank.
Right. Ain't that a bitch? Nah, I'm sending these motherfuckers friend requests because I'm like, dude, I got the magic key. Nobody else can let you in but me. Man, fuck that dude, black motherfucker. Can't stand his ass. Okay, dummy.
I think you need to do like a sexual scavenger hunt with a prize reward to the winner.
See, that's a game.
Hmm. Okay.
Meaning
I like
they
that.
Have to,
I like...
they have to scroll all through the website and find explicit photos or, you know, people. Yeah, you can do a sexual scavenger.
Yeah, with like little clues on photos, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, that's good.
I thought you were good.
Damn. Delilah, she just raped your idea. Yeah, I told you I'd come up with something.
There you go. Look.
Hey, she threw out there like a $2 hoe. I got you, man.
I ain't take her idea. I said it should be a game, and she came up with a good game. Well, we agreed that's a good game.
The Sin City Scavenger Hunt. I'm with that. I'm with that. I'm going to have to put that together. And we know who ain't gonna win.
Oh.
Father Ty, he ain't gonna win shit.
Marley got that all day.
Yeah, Marley.
But no.
Marley can't play.
See, veterans can't play. This is something you're gonna have to advertise. It's gonna have to be new for newbies.
You know what? You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Marley know where every pitch at, what time the pitch got put on.
Yeah, because she was laying sideways, and you know Marley see everything. And she had on the orange shirt, and
Hey, I saw that pink shirt the other day. I was just looking at it. Shout out to my man Molly Ball, man. Molly Ball's a beast. I love Molly.
Why everybody else sleep and getting it in?
Exactly.
Yeah. Molly had that. Hey, Molly be like, hey. Hey, yeah. But you know what? Marley is so cool, though. If you listen to me talk, hey, how you doing? and don't let us go for the last words. Yeah, I just like to say I love seeing your pictures. You can put some more up anytime. I gotta give a shout out to my girl Snickers. Snickers, if you're listening, I got a partner. He's determined to meet you. He told me if you ever come to Indianapolis and I don't introduce you, he's gonna hurt me really bad. I think I see my man Marley over there listening right now. Come on, Marley. Hey, come on. There you go. There you go, my man Marley. Hey, Marley, do not be playing. Marley, Ma, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? How everybody doing?
Good.
Hey, all right. All right.
Hey, Marley, check this out, man.
Yeah.
We're going to have a sexual scavenger hunt on the website, man.
A sexual scavenger hunt. Okay.
Yeah.
You bet you get the woman for the prize. You get the woman for the prize.
Yeah.
Woman show up.
But now, Marley, I got a little bad news, though. I got a little bad news for you. They said you can't play.
I can't play.
No, they said you can't play.
He just throw us under the bus.
Okay.
They said you can't play, Marley.
Marley, we did not say you could not play. That is not what we said. We said veterans cannot play. That means that goes for all of us. So you ain't the only one who can't play. We can't win either.
Shit. Okay. Who's the biggest veteran? Marley's the biggest. Hey, Marley don't. Marley. Marley, what was the last picture Life of posted?
That was today.
Was it today?
Today. This morning.
No.
Wasn't this morning?
Mm-mm.
You probably just looked at it.
No. Marley, not what time you jacked off to it. What was the last picture you posted?
I ain't posted nothing in a while, but I was commenting just this morning.
Oh, goodness.
So what you think, Marley? What you think about a sexual scavenger hunt?
Hey, that sound interesting to me, you know. But you gotta be all new people.
Yeah, I mean we're trying to get some new people on the group because you know we've been waiting on you to post. You know I've been waiting on you to post the picture forever, and I guess I just ain't gonna ever see it. But I mean,
I told you, I sent it to you. Y'all know what happened?
Nah, you ain't sent me nothing.
Yeah, you engineer. I don't know what the hell happened to it.
As a matter of fact, I think I need to go back on Scrape.
Send us what?
You send us y'all what? Dick pic.
You ain't send no dick pic.
That was again, didn't hey,
you know I would have said something if I would have got a dick pic.
Yeah, I don't know something much. Something was wrong with your email or something. My Sin City mail must have got fucked up.
The man with the magic key withheld the picture from us.
Oh, my
goodness. I doubt it.
Oh, my goodness.
No? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't play fair.
Oh.
Oh, wait. And then, oh, you know, a good prize would be for the women, like a piece of lingerie with the Sin City logo on the ass or something like that.
Yeah. With the wipe in the city, yeah. And they got to show it off wearing it, yeah.
Yeah, and that'll be it. Then, yep, they got to show their pride with a picture when they get it.
Hmm.
Okay, I'm with that. I'm with that.
I mean,
but
they
do, however, that means, you know, we have to post outside of the Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm. And we all can post.
Okay.
I mean, we all can post, though, too.
Okay, I'm with that. I'm with that. I'm with that.
Okay.
I am definitely with that. I'm with that. We can do that.
So if a man wins,
well,
are we doing this for men too?
Hey, whoever. I mean, matter of fact,
yeah,
I tell you what. Hey, we had y'all vote for the men. We vote for the women. We all come together, and I do it like this. Since I'm gonna use me. I'm going to use myself, Bob the Tie, Marley, and you two. That way, it's five, so that somebody got to
mm-hmm.
win. You know, it's odd numbers, so somebody got to win.
So what would be a good prize for the man? Get them a Snickers video.
We got all types of, yeah. I mean, we got all types of stuff. Sin City gear. We can do anything.
Yeah, your Snickers video.
It'd be nice if I can get some Sin City gear, but I'm gonna be quiet.
Look here. You want some Sin City gear? You can get some Sin City gear. No problem.
I ain't gonna hold my breath too long.
I guess only special people get them shirts.
I'm saying.
Here we go. Everybody wants to
show
that. I'm trying to rep the Penn City thongs, and I can't even get none.
Nice. You see that, Marley?
I see how she is. She's stinky.
My man Marley, the biggest Sin City representative that it is, and he ain't even got no Sin City gear yet. So come on, now.
Marley is also not posting. Marley is also not making y'all happy on the daily. So Marley don't get no gear until Marley put out. That's how that works.
Hey, hold on. I be commenting all damn time, making you guys smile. Look, me, I ain't doing nothing.
We don't want no comment. We want to see pictures. We want to see chest and dick and, you know, some.
What happened to the ring? What happened to the dick ring?
Oh, man.
Shit, that was Kaz in front of time.
I ain't seen no cock rings on no dick for
mom. Nothing. You made me to send you a selfie stick.
I guess I can borrow my daughter's.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't know how she's gonna feel about that.
Okay. No, we was gonna get you your own. They on clearance right now.
I can see it right now. You know what, Daddy? You can just have that.
Yeah, you can have it. You can have some, bitch.
I don't even want that back. She didn't win told her mama. So now you gotta explain why you even took your daughter selfie stick.
Hey, what the hell? Like, I'm like, girl, be quiet. You came from this.
If it wasn't for all this sinning.
Yeah, you wouldn't be here.
And sex your lesson, girl.
I can't do it.
I don't know where you will be. Oh, goodness.
Shoot, that's how I do it. Oh. Your mama agreeing to go on wrong, you wouldn't be here.
Oh, Lord. See, you can use a selfie stick and take a picture for us. Take one and send it to your girl. Five piece. Just send it on out.
All right, I'm making my mind, you know, and get in touch with Father Time and have him do his first.
No, don't put me in it. You know, I'm actually tired of you motherfucker. I've been the flag bearer for you motherfucker for the past year. I deserve to be able to step back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Someone else got to hold the flag.
Exactly. Don't y'all ladies agree?
I agree.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ain't somebody else trying to hold the flag?
We need a new pole.
And that's what we need to see. Just wrap a flag around your dick and take a picture.
Yeah.
You know, Halloween coming up. You can put a sheet on top of it and put some little eyes on it and be like, Ghost Man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Boo. Boo.
Gotta get creative. You gotta get creative. Leave something for the imagination.
Yeah. Put a little G.I. Joe vest on it, some boots around it.
Hey, whatever works to get you to put a pic on there.
Well, now see, I posted a game on that today. I posted a game on that, and nobody has took me up on it.
I haven't been on today.
And that was just today.
Well, I'm just saying, you got 15 chances. I posted the game.
Mm-hmm.
Said, pick a drink and then check your inbox.
Okay. I will be on there.
I need some alerts. I get tired of checking and then ain't nobody else been on, and then I go back 10 hours later, and everybody done been on and I missed every damn thing.
Well, look, we're working on that, all right? Wrong wasn't built in a day.
Yeah, notification.
No, seriously, it doesn't come to your email?
It does.
Not unless you include our name. You know how you have to include our name?
Yeah,
for us,
you're right.
To see certain things.
Sure does. Or
but
have
I'm saying, we should be able to, and I mean, I'm sure it'll get to that point where you can just do a group message and say, you know, with this specific comment, just send it to the whole group so everybody can come see. You know,
okay. We only a year in. We still working some bugs out.
Yeah.
Because
I know that gets tiring trying to kick each person and send a comment, you know, to let them know to come.
Yes.
You should be able to
do
the whole group.
I honestly be like, well, what the hell? Like, damn, who? Then, Lord forbid, if your name is different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, like 100% delightful. Wait a minute. What? I gotta be just delightful. What does honey come from?
Oh, shit.
Then you got butter. Then you got butterfly tie. Then you got one in a million. Then you got come see me. And wait a minute, where the fuck are y'all at? Well, like I said, y'all, SinCityRadioShow.com. We're trying to get this game together. We're gonna have some fun with this.
Ooh, I know what I'm wearing for Halloween. Damn.
She must just see something on TV. What?
No, I'm wearing the schoolgirl. I'm wearing my schoolgirl outfit. I already know what I'm going to wear. It's a plaid outfit. I think that's what I'm wearing when my titties hang out. You know, they got the hole in the middle for your titties to hang out. And I'm going to get like a little schoolgirl sock.
Where you going? You don't talk about trick or treat with no shit like that, though.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
go to the park.
Just
water, Marla. He was like,
oh. I'm wondering. She just bumped off. I know what I'm wearing. I'm saying, little boy, in the whole fucking state. Hey, where are you going? Yeah. I'm going to Dan's. I'm going to go get her this Snickers.
She's going to that.
Go give her this Snickers. She said, like, this is what she's going to come to the door with her Halloween gear on. Like, this is my Halloween gear pass out candy.
No, that's not what she's talking about. The party.
And
she said it's at the
I'm
end
going
of October.
I know, dude. Hey, I got this Snickers for you, baby. It's packed full of nuts. Come on again.
Make sure you send me an inbox. I'm going as the drunken bachelorette. I'm gonna give me a shirt, give me a little tank top, and put some lifesavers on, and charge $5 a suck.
Oh my goodness!
Hey, I got 20 right now.
Okay, what do you know what? We actually did get the stream tonight, so with that being said, we got to get ready to get out of here. All right, Bonnie, your last word.
No, another good show, you know what I'm saying? Y'all keep on posting. I keep on commenting. The riskier to get, the more and more I'm likely to go ahead and post something myself.
Yeah, okay.
Please, thank you.
Yeah, okay.
I was any last comments before we get out of here?
Yeah, it's definitely been a pleasure. I'm about to go in here and DIY my shirt, my little bachelorette shirt, and my little coochie cutter, because I'm going to the Halloween party. So I will check you next week.
That's what's up. Janine, before you got all these little kids going crazy coming to your house with Snickers, you ain't last word.
Okay, delightful. I'm going to call you. Don't be chicken it out on the day.
Honey, can I get a week notification? I got to find a sitter for the kids because I ain't coming home.
That's fine. Yeah, I'll let you know. I'm going to probably put it out there on the site. I'm going to go on there and look and see the exact date because I know they having one. Oh, yeah, I'm going to have my hair and a little ponytail, a little two ponytails and everything.
Spice girl.
Well,
all right, everybody.
I'd
like to thank everybody for calling in. I'd like to thank everybody listening via Gangstaville Radio. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to my man, K Fresh and Stanham. Y'all really helped me out tonight because this shit was not working right. All right, y'all. for my man Father Time and tell y'all, I will say that bullshit, but I hate when we say that. We out this bitch. All right, peace.